From the Sky News Centre at 4, Gavin Henson's return to rugby has ended in tears. The Wales international and reality TV star has been sacked by Cardiff Blues. Simon Owen reports.
Henson had already been suspended by Cardiff for causing a disturbance on the team's flight home from Friday's defeat at Glasgow. He admitted he went out drinking after the match and continued drinking during the flight on Saturday morning. Cardiff say behaviour like that will not be tolerated. 30-year-old Henson only joined the Blues last October, but today's sacking is prompting suggestions his top-class rugby career could be over.
The teenager who killed his mother with a hammer had been inspired by a plot from Coronation Street. Daniel Bartlam has been jailed for 16 years. Nottingham Crown Court heard he burned Jacqueline Bartlam's body after the attack. DCI Kate Maynell is the senior investigating officer.
The circumstances of this crime are both shocking and difficult to comprehend. We now know that Daniel Bartlam planned to kill his mum. He then executed the killing in a violent attack on her, and then he took a number of steps to try and cover this up by both burning her body and then lying consistently throughout the police investigation.
Talks aimed at resolving the fuel tanker driver's dispute are to be held on Wednesday. The conciliation service ACAS has been in contact over the past few days with the Unite Union and the seven firms involved in the row. A number of services are being held in Britain and Argentina to mark the 30th anniversary of the start of the Falklands War. A national memorial to those that died in the conflict has been unveiled in Staffordshire. A house in Clacton in Essex has collapsed after an explosion in the early hours of this morning. A family of four was rescued from the roof following a suspected gas blast. And in showbiz, it's been confirmed that a sequel to The Woman in Black is in the pipeline. The film, which stars Daniel Radcliffe, will be set 40 years after the events of the first. The thriller took over £20 million at the UK box office. That's the latest. I'm Rachel Jewell.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Hello, you're listening to Gabby on Drive. I hope you're having a lovely afternoon, enjoying the sunshine and the warmer weather. Don't forget that joining me shortly in the studio is going to be Zane and Zeeshan. Well, they're already joining me, but I'm actually going to be speaking to them because they are two very young, talented individuals and they won the Hens Coop Theatre Company Talent Contest, which happened, I think it was just over a week ago, wasn't it, guys? It was the day of the London, not the London Marathon, the Brentwood Marathon, although that took up so many people's time, it may as well have been the London Marathon. But yeah, they're going to be speaking to me very shortly on Drive, so make sure you stay tuned and find out why they were the winners.
And I'll sing the blues and fly away. FM Travel News with the hair company Crown Street, Brentwood.
Traffic on the exit slip road of the M25 clockwise at junction 30 of Lakeside. Slow traffic on the M25 clockwise at the A282 QE2 bridge. Travel time's an extra 10 minutes there. Roadworks on the A127 resulting in a speed restriction of 40 miles per hour in West Horndon between the Halfway House and the Fortune of War. And there are roadworks in Brentwood causing a lot of congestion and hold up around the B185 Kings Road Junction. It's affecting all lanes leading up to where those traffic lights are normally operating at the traffic light junction at that end of Brentwood High Street. And there's no service on the district line West Ham to Upminster.
Phoenix FM Travel with the hair company Crown Street Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222864.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Niggling back or neck pain, persistent headaches or migraines, struggling to get those joints moving when you get up in the morning? We can help relieve your pain, so don't sit and suffer when help is at hand. Ring Brentwood 375-955 today and book an appointment at Crushy's Manor Clinic, where Mike Conyers and his chartered physiotherapists will help you. Quote Phoenix FM when you book on 375-955 and get £5 off your first treatment. Crushy's Manor Clinic, your answer to pain-free living.
In these days of social and electronic news everywhere, it's still good to spend time reading a newspaper. And a newspaper that's local, dealing with issues and stories that you want to read about. The Enquirer Group newspapers are packed with news, views, competitions and real in-depth reporting on the stories that are making today's headlines. With excellent sports coverage as well, make sure you pick up your copy of the Essex or the East London or the Thurrock Enquirer today. The Enquirer Group, a newspaper as it should be.
50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, noughties, Beatles, Stones, Beach Boys, Tamla Motown, rock and roll, soul, whatever your bag is, we have it all on the Sunday replay. So take a journey through the decades, every Sunday afternoon between 2 and 4 on Phoenix FM to enjoy the music of your life. Brought to you by Kirby's Coaches, who've been creating smiles for miles for the past 60 years.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
On Saturday the 7th of April at 10 a.m, there's going to be a charity bike ride in aid of Help for the Heroes. It's going to be about 13 miles long. It is organised by the White Horse, so they will be meeting at Coxdye Green Road in Brentwood. I presume it's at the White Horse. Entry fee of £10, which includes breakfast before the ride. I hope they leave long enough for it to go down. A band will be playing at the pub later in the day. If you need to know more, you can call 012-77-37-2410, or you can go onto our website where you'll find more local events for Brentwood and Billericay. All the www.phoenixfm.com/local events.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
Next song, Semi Sonic California, and then I'll be speaking to my guests from the Hens Theatre Company Talent Contest winners. So make sure you stay tuned. Zane and Zishan will be speaking to me along with Natalie from Hens Theatre Company itself.
Thank you. Driving through the canyons, I was dazzled by the mountains, and we didn't go very far. Close enough to heaven if you climb up on a mansion, you too can swing like a star. I tried to get inside, I bought a ticket with my pride, and I was gone right out of my head. A great divide, and I ended up at home instead. California, I thought I should see. Now I'm back home, yeah. 12 little pieces of me. Just a passenger, a rider on the tremors that were shaking all our beds at night. A visitor, a stranger, thought I might pass for a regular if I just kept out of the lights. I tore my heart out from my chest, mixed it up in my mind with the best, precious pieces of my soul. Chose the ones I love the most, drove them all down to the coast, threw them in a big black hole. California, I thought I should see. Now I'm back home, yeah. 12 little pieces.
Semi-Sonic California. You're listening to Gabby on Drive. I'm with you until 6 o'clock, and I'm pleased to say that I'm joined in the studio by my guests. Natalie is joining me from the Hens Coop Theatre Talent Contest, and you're with the winners, Zane and Zeeshan.
Yes.
They won your talent contest.
They certainly did, yes.
And you held it at the Hermit, didn't you?
Yes, we did, yeah. I mean, Hens Theatre Company have been going for about 10 years now, but since October we've been running sessions at the Hermit called the Arts Cafe, and we've named it the Coop because we're hens, obviously. And each session...
Okay.
Yeah. Get that little link there. Yeah, it's a bit strange.
I don't know that much about hens, but now
don't
I know.
You? They live in a coop.
They live. Is that what you call it?
Yeah, so it's the coop.
I thought you just called it a hut.
No, it's a coop.
Oh, right, they live in a coop.
You need to get wised up on your hens, really.
I need to buy some hens.
Yes, you do. But, so we were running an arts cafe at the Hermit, a.k.a. the coop, and every session was a different skill. So one week was animation, another week would have been film. We did costume design, didn't we? We did scrapbook making with a local artist as well.
And did Zane and Zeeshan, did they come to every
session, yeah.
Pretty much every single session. Wow, so they did the animation one, because that's the one that I thought looked really good.
Yeah.
What a fantastic opportunity.
Yeah, it was really good. We had lots of Play-Doh and plasticine and lots of colouring pens and arts and crafts and things, and made our own models, didn't we? And backdrops and everything, and it was great. Really good.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So I'll probably ask the oldest, just so that he can build up his brother's courage. Zeeshan, I want to know what your act involved.
So in the act we did a Chinese lion dance.
If you just get a bit closer to the microphone, if it's not working, then we're in big trouble. You're going to have to all get round that one. Let me just see.
Do a little test, come on.
Yeah, let's have a go. No, I'm sorry.
Oh, we're all going to have to huddle. Here we go, let's get close.
I do apologise. I don't know why.
So in the act we did a Chinese lion dance, which is basically we dressed up in a costume, a Chinese lion costume, and then one person's in the front and they control the head, and one's in the back and they control the tail and the back legs, and then basically you go around and act like a lion, basically.
And did you make the costume yourself?
I made one myself, but the one that I used for the performance was one that I bought from Hong Kong.
Oh, wow, that's amazing. And you did the act with your brother.
Yep.
Zane, what part of the act were you? So I presume you were sort of having to really work as a team on this.
Wherever the front person needs to do, the back person needs to support it, like copy its movements. And
were you the back person?
Well, I was the back person first, but then in the middle we sort of swapped over without anyone noticing.
Nice. No way, really? So that was all part of it. And who had to judge? Who was the judge to judge the winner?
It was.
Shall I help you out?
Yeah.
We actually had a film session that we did earlier, one of the earlier sessions. And so his name's Tom Hardwick, and he came over. He's a film specialist, isn't he? And he helped us with our films. That's when we first saw the costume and the handmade version. So he came along, and he was one of the judges. And also we had a couple of others pop along as well who help us out on some of our sessions, Bev and June as well.
Yeah.
So it was really, really good. And you had a couple of tricks, didn't you, in your performance as well? It wasn't just a case of your fabulous dancing. Can you explain a little bit about your tricks?
So one of the tricks was to the person in the front jumps up, and then the person in the back holds them up, and then they do a bit of walking around like that. And then another one of the tricks was just...
How did you learn these tricks, Zeeshan?
YouTube.
Yeah. It's brilliant. You can get this information for free. Wonderful.
What about the orange?
Oh, yeah, the orange was basically the lion went around and normally searches for something to eat, so you thought an orange would be good. And then the lion just eats the orange, and inside I passed it to my brother so he could peel it and stuff. And then he passed it to me, and then the lion spits it out to, like, bring good luck to the people that were in the audience.
Oh, that's really nice. And were the audience aware that that's why the lion spits it out? It's to bring good luck?
Some of them were.
some of them knew.
I have to say, I wasn't quite aware of the good luck, but I quite like that now. I just thought he didn't want the orange
skin. Yeah, that makes you like it
skin.
Even more. It's got like a sort of meaning.
It has.
You know,
I thought it was for comedy value, and it was very good.
Just to make the audience laugh,
yes.
But it's actually because you want good things. You know,
which is a
upon the audience. Yeah, no, yeah. I think that's now tell me where your inspiration started. I mean, did you just start searching YouTube and then that's where it began, or did you kind of have an idea and then you looked up the YouTube ideas after?
Well, every year we used to go to town, and I don't know, but some part of the year there used to be a Chinese lion dance, and my brother just thought it would be like really good if we could do it with ourselves, and then he started designing the lion, and he thought that we should like do a performance.
Wonderful. And do you enjoy working with your brother Zane? Is he bossy because he's older than you?
Well, yeah, but you sort of have to be if you're going to be a team and you want it to look good.
Yeah, so you do like working. Has this made you think about perhaps going on a show like Britain's Got Talent?
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe. You're still thinking about that one.
Need to improve a bit first.
Oh, you think you need to improve, really? I'm sure you'd be good enough. Have you ever watched a programme?
Yeah, I watch it sometimes.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you must be good enough, because some of them, it's quite shocking. And tell me about why do you like performing, like in front of people? Some people, I always remember as a child, I used to get stage fright. I don't get it anymore. It's something I've overcome as an adult. But it really used to hold me back in performing and drama. Well, why do you, you know, enjoy it, and how do you have that courage?
Well, because I find the lion dance quite fun. So when you're having fun, you don't really think about stage fright and all that stuff. You just enjoy yourself and put it all into the performance.
Yeah, and you like entertaining other people as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Do you think you're going to carry on with this into the future?
Yeah, I hope so.
And do you do drama at school?
Yeah, I'm doing drama at the moment.
Yeah, and Zane, are you involved in plays at school?
Not really, no.
No. You're still at primary school, aren't you? Yeah, you'll get a lot more opportunities when you reach secondary school, I assure you. Well, is there anything else that you'd like to add to the occasion, Natalie, or that you feel that they've missed? Because obviously I couldn't see it for myself, so I can't...
I'm not sure, actually. No, I think the boys have done really well at explaining their act.
Did they get a prize?
They did, yes. Well, obviously their prize was to come on here, wasn't it?
Oh,
so,
wonderful.
Fantastic to have an interview, but I believe we armed you with chocolates as well, didn't we?
Well, you will get an opportunity to listen again, and I'll send you the link to the interview as well, so you've got it forever.
Yep, they've been stars for the afternoon.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for coming in, and I hope that I'll be speaking to you about your next winning episode at the Hens.
Yep, thanks.
When you are in love, I can feel the stars above. There's no devil in your eyes, there's no darkness in disguise. Turn your heart to stone. Hearts breaking in the night. There's a devil in her eyes. Oh, it's serious, so serious. A kiss that caught the wind and made you delirious. Oh, it's serious, so serious. Afraid. When you are in love, other stars burn bright above. There's a kindness in her.
afraid. us to help you. Visit skidmarksltd.com and click on Pothole Watch. Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
Phoenix FM Travel News with the hair company Crown Street, Brentwood.
Slow traffic on the A13 eastbound between the Five Bells Interchange in Basildon and the Sadler's Farm roundabout in North Benfleet. Travel time's an extra 20 minutes. Slow traffic on the M25 clockwise in Greater London at the A282 QE2 bridge. Travel time's an extra 15 minutes. Apart from that, there are roadworks in Brentwood which may cause you delays at the B185 Kings Road junction, affecting all of the junction leading up to that area of the High Street. And there is a speed restriction on the A127 in West Horndon between the Halfway House and the Fortune of War on the eastbound track. On the district line, there's no service between West Ham to Upminster.
Phoenix FM Travel with the hair company Crown Street Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222 864.
A massive thank you to my guests Zane and Zishan for joining me in the studio to speak about their wonderful talent competition win and what it all involves. Sounds very clever to me. Sounds like they put a lot of effort, practice and work into it. And it's great that two brothers can work together as a team to entertain everybody around them. Absolutely fantastic and very kind of them to come down.
Digital TV switchover is coming to your area in April. Everybody needs to be ready.
Do you need help in switching to digital TV? If you are 75 or over, registered blind or partially sighted, or eligible for disability benefits, the Switchover Help Scheme offers practical help to convert one of your TV sets to digital. To get the help you're entitled to, you need to reply to the letter the Help Scheme has sent you. It is not too late. Fill out the application form and return it to us, or phone our free Help Scheme, number 0800 40 87656. The Switchover Help Scheme is run by the BBC under agreement with the government. For further information, visit the website helpscheme.co.uk.
Listens to the rain. Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
This Friday, the 6th of April, the Easter Beer Festival is being held at the Viper Public House of Mill Green Road in Ingatestone. This is going all the way over the weekend, all the way to Monday the 9th. So starting on Friday, in the evening, I should imagine, all the way through till Monday. And it's happening on Mill Green Road in Ingatestone at the Viper. 40 real ales, traditional ciders and perries, live music. The pub is open all day throughout the event and the kitchen is open from 12 till 3. There will be a barbecue. You can call 012-77-352010 or you can email the Viper Mill Green at hotmail.com or just turn up at the Viper. Love the old pub. If you've never been there, you definitely need to pay it a visit. It's almost a historical landmark.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
You're listening to Gabby on Drive. I'm with you until 6. Getting you home from 6 till 8 will be Gary Cassidy. And then at 8 p.m, Reamped will be brought to you by Brian Powis. And at 10 p.m, the Interesting Alternative Show starts here. I always nearly say that. With Steve Davis in association with the Money Shop. Well, the Interesting Alternative Show with Steve Davis certainly does start here at Phoenix FM on a Monday.
La 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 la. Yeah. What's the deal? Ain't nothing, pal. We just here laughing and all that. Trying to get our heads right, get this money right and all that. You know what I'm saying? You know how it goes. It's another day in the hood. Yo. Yo, one at night, New York City. Heard it going down. Friday night, midnight, Atlantic City. Slots, machines, ding, 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 ding. When they ring off, lock the doors, that's when ghosts just beat off. Cigars, paisley robes. Four bitches guarded me safely as we walked to the window. The cashier was scared, she asked for my info. The manager arrived with two guys, that's an insult. That's the cold, Mr. Coles. We talking about $5 million here. This ain't Play-Doh, though. And your horoscope red, you going slay those. We got Scribbles, Anthony Acid, rocking the show. Special guest star, Mark Bronson. First 500 bitches went crazy when he let they aunt in it. All he did was plug me in. I got the charge and got they bras and ran through they whole department.
my mind wants to explore. The tropical scent of you takes me up above.
see.